Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sujarita here on Sunday, the 13th of November, 2016. Welcome to everyone who's joining for the first time and those of you who have been following this program throughout the years, week to week. And today we are going to have a special call because it is the time where the sun is going to transit. Every month the sun transits into a new zodiac sign and it illuminates or lights up that area or many areas of your life that you can be in alignment with and follow the energy of the sun. Because if the path is lit up in your life, then you know where to walk or you know what to do next. If the path is, going into a windy road or down a rabbit hole or into a forest, the sun can't shine on that area. So it can be very confusing. So spiritually speaking, we also follow the movement of the sun because the sun represents the soul. The soul is something inside of us that has its own intelligence. It has its own way of seeing things or perceiving things that is in our true or highest alignment at any given point in time. So if we are doing things in our lives, we're desiring things, we're following paths or following people or following our own self-talk, our inner talk that is based on emotions or our intellect or our physical responses to what's going on in our physical world, and it is not serving our highest and best, it's not going to feel comfortable. And that is a sign that it's kind of like if you put your hand on a hot stove, it's ouch, don't do that. But in our lives, we kind of go against the grain because we think, I really want this thing, or I want to be with these people, or I want to have the job or the career, or I want to travel, or I want to do things on my spiritual path. That why can't I do them? Well, there's a preparation. There's a preparation for everything in life. We have to be prepared for anything to change at any time. You know, one thing that is guaranteed for every living human being, and probably every living being on the planet, is change. Out of nowhere, things can happen, and it can affect our emotions, it can affect our mind, it can affect the way we perceive our environment, the way we perceive people, the way we perceive ourselves and our own evolution, and just our natural everyday progress, what we're doing every day. Do we feel like we are low energy? Do we feel like we're really vibrating high energy and no one else is around us, and that's a bummer, you know? So we will follow the movements of the sun for 30 days and focus on the areas in our life that are going to help us to be in alignment with our true or highest selves. And the soul doesn't necessarily speak a language as we know it here on the earth plane, like English or German or Tamil or Peruvian, you know, it doesn't respond to that so much. It responds more to that sense of overwhelm or awe, or something inside of us is just wells up and says, you can't be this way anymore. You've got to pay attention. You've got to go inside and really see inside what you feel about your current situation, about your environment, about what's going on from season to season. And then govern yourself accordingly. Align yourself with people who are going to inspire you. Align yourself with things that are going to inspire you. Align yourself with your spiritual path that is going to inspire you, because inspire means the spirit is within and it's moving you to do what is your highest and best. So today we have Radha, our Vedic astrologer, who is going to share about the sun transiting into the sign of Scorpio, and it is a fixed sign, and there's a lot of great things that can happen when the sun is transiting a fixed sign. sign. And one of those things is Vishnupati. And Vishnupati is a time where you tune in to the energy of an archetype whose name is Vishnu. And he is the giver of wealth. He gives you everything that represents happiness on the earth plane. He opens up doors for you to experience new projects at work or in your life, and you get joy out of it. He also is like, Dr. Ply says, he's like a party animal. he's the one who likes everything to be wonderful. And so if you haven't felt positive energy coming in or optimism, or you haven't had any money miracles lately, or you would like to have maybe an increase in your salary or a promotion, or you'd like to get completely out of that job and get into something that you really love, or you have projects that are on the go and you're just, they're stuck and you've got karmic obstacles in the way and it's just not, you know, nothing is, you're not having a breakthrough. So this is the final Vishnupati of the year. There's four, thanks to Yagna yesterday or the other day during our mystery school call, she updated me about Vishnupati. There's four of them and throughout the whole year. So four times in the year that you can expect a money miracle if you pay attention to Lord Vishnu. And not just during those times, but all the way through the year. So all your prayers culminate. And at that fourth time, which is now, it's not to say that you won't experience a money miracle now if you haven't been propitiating him or paying attention to him. But even that's what the gods do. They just, they give you a sign, they give you a heads up and say, hey, have you been miserable this year? Well, try this. It's your last ditch effort. So make your last ditch effort mean something. Because if you keep doing the same thing over and over and you're expecting different results, you know, it's not going to happen. So you want to expect miracles and keep expecting them and keep cultivating them, and then you will have more grace and ease coming into your life. So we can say, well, we are doing our best, but the karma is so strong. And yes, I agree with you. Yesterday we had Pradosham, and it was a Shani Pradosham. Shani is a name for Saturn, and Saturn is a deliverer of karmas. He delivers them deliberately and painfully slow because he moves through a sign in the zodiac. It takes about 2.5 to 3 years sometimes because he goes back and forth and so on. So in about 2.5 or 3 years, you will have looked at yourself in the area of transformation in this case, because Saturn is moving through Scorpio and it is the natural eighth house. Wherever it is in your chart, you should find out, and you can do that by getting an astrology consultation. We'll talk about that later. But so Saturn is moving in the house of transformation for everyone, so you can't escape it. If you have not been transforming your life up until this point in the past 29 years, you're going to feel it intensely. And then if you have been working on it, the last part of it is until the final release of all those behaviors or those ways of being or the your outlook on life or the people in your life who are holding you back or you're holding yourself back and then blaming it on them. Or the, you know, you've been working and working and working at your career and you cannot have a breakthrough. Then you got to pray to Saturn. Hey, come on. Like, I know you're going through this house of transformation. It's painful. It's so painfully slow. And I need to have a breakthrough. And what will Saturn say? He will say, keep going. I haven't left yet. I'll be leaving in January, but it's going to be, I'm giving this to you. So it's so intense. You will never, ever repeat your old way of being. You will keep digging deep inside of yourself. And how do we dig deep inside of ourselves? Do we need a shovel? Do we need a backhoe? Or what do we need? Do we need a big drill or, you know, something to go deep, deep, deep inside of ourselves. Some of us do because we're so hard-headed and we're so thick in our protection that we've put around us, the boundaries that we have created in the sense of us versus them or me versus the rest of the world. And I'm so in so much pain, I cannot, relate to other people. And that's very natural for people, especially on the spiritual path, because as everything is leaving, you're digging it all out through your meditation practices, through the spiritual path that you've been on. It's not all touchy-feely. It's not all, you know, rosy all the time. It's quite painful at some times, and especially around Shani Pradosham, where Shani Pradosham is a window of opportunity to get rid of some intense karma. So as they're leaving, as these negative energies that have been congested, or they've been with us for a long, 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 long time, and they've come to the point where we have to let them go, and it is painful. So the Pradosham time is a time to release it. Shani is a time for Saturn to say, just be patient with yourself. Be compassionate with yourself. I'm going to do this. It's kind of like going into surgery. You don't have, if you're under anesthetic in surgery, you've surrendered. You're numb to the whole process and you're conked out in most cases. So you're trusting that surgeon, Saturn, is going to root out everything. Does that mean your body doesn't feel it? Of course it does, but it doesn't register in your brain because it's been numbed out with drugs or anesthetic. So just like with Saturn, it is going to be rooting out, and you're not really aware of what it is rooting out inside of you, or you are, and it's so painful that you cannot, you just want to go under anesthetic, or you want to shut yourself away from the rest of the world. And you may have to do that a little bit at a time. But just have the faith and know that this too shall pass. Because it's a test. I hate using that word. It's a way in which you can monitor your progress in your life, in your material pursuits, and also on your spiritual path. How will you know that you have broken through barriers of consciousness, getting closer to your highest self or your deepest self or that strong connection to the divine, if you don't go through these kind of dark nights of the soul or really low energies or just congestion, obstacles, blockages, pain, you know, body, mind, and soul pain. You won't know until you come through it on the other side. And it is many people on the path go through that over years and years and years and years and years. And I always related to this one story that I read. It was a guru, a guy who had gone to the guru, and he said, okay, it's been, you know, a year, and I've been doing this mantra, I've been doing the practices, I've changed the ways of my life, so I'm more purified in my thought, I'm taking good foods and, you know, hanging out with good people and all the rest. And so why am I not getting the benefits? And the guru just pauses for a moment, and he says to the guy, just do it a little bit more. And so the guy goes away, and he comes back, and it's a year after year goes by. He asks the same question. It's a decade. All of a sudden, 30 years go by. And he goes, okay, every time I come back to you, I keep asking you the same question. And, you know, I am doing everything that you've asked me to do. I continue to do it. I see the results are progressing along, but this is a long, long time. And the guru looks at him and he goes, just do it a little bit more. And so back he goes, another decade goes by. Same thing. till he gets to the final stages. And what does the guru say? Just do it a little bit more. So what's the moral of that story? This is the whole thing about life. You just keep living life. You just keep doing it a little bit more. You don't try to move the mountain if you are full of blockages. You won't be clear because you don't actually physically go and push the mountain. You have to get into that state, like Christ said. You know, you have to have the faith of a mustard seed. If you can have, look in and look at your life and say, these are all the good things in my life. I have a roof over my head. I have people who love me. I have one person at least, or maybe I have a pet. I live in a clean country, or I live in a clean part of the world, or I live in a part of the world where I have everything that I have. That I understand that this is what I'm supposed to do on the level of the soul. For some reason, I'm here, and I'm going through this turmoil, or going through this feeling of lack, or I'm going through whatever I'm going through. And you just keep cultivating that attitude of gratitude, and that will override the darkness. On the spiritual path, as we're evolving, and I'm just thinking about how this is coming out, because again, I never know what I'm going to say. So as we're evolving on the spiritual path, the forces are so strong against us. Why is that? Why is that? Because here on the earth plane, at this point in time at least, and maybe it'll be forever, I'm not sure. From what I understand, is that in order for us to exist on the earth plane, we have to have a balance. There has to be light. There has to be darkness, or good, bad, or right, wrong. There has to be some polar opposite so that we will remain neutral to it all. Not flat line or don't care or, in a scared state where we're kind of fence sitters and we don't really do anything. We just sit on the fence and wait. Not like that. It means that there's polar opposites to keep us pushed up, to keep us uplifted, to rise above it all. That's what it is to be on the spiritual path. It's not about seeing light when you go into your meditation, you see all this light or whatever it is that people see. Or you look in your life and you see light around you. But then what about the people who are you just meet and they're full of darkness? They're there to remind you to just keep going to the light. The light is the divine light. And you'll see the divine light even in the darkest of those beings, because that's what God is. God is everything. It's omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. So it's not just light in the sense of light and dark, flashing lights or darkness like in a dark room where there's no lights. It's not like that. And it's not evil and it's not good, although that's what we do as humans to kind of relate to something. So when we are feeling that sense of despair or it's so negative, then we have to look at the time shaktis. The time that we're going through right now in the past little while has been stirring up all that stuff that's in our baby toe, so far away from our brain that we don't see it. And then we only see it when Saturn comes along and bangs us on the toe and we stub our toe, and then we, oh God, What is that? I can't stand this about myself or my situation anymore. And that's a good thing. Because that's a sign that you're paying attention. Some people will stub their toe and just carry on being negative for the rest of their life. Negative in the sense that they're stuck. They just accept. They don't want to. They don't have the consciousness to move forward until something big happens and their foot breaks. Or they have to take their foot off. Then they wake up. Maybe they don't. So I don't want to get too gross in my description of things, but just to give you a picture, because we're here on a call. So it is meaning that you've got to really look at your situation and understand the divine within you is working on you to help you to stay in alignment. It's giving you practice on how to be when things around you or inside of you do not change right away. And it teaches us. Look at what happened with the U.S. elections. Everyone, the media is just incredible. God bless them. They really create some situations that we don't know if they're true or not. And then we go, it's like we're in a movie. And we're like, is that for real? Or, oh, yes, it is real. Is it not real? Oh, my God, so many of my American friends are calling and saying, I don't know what to do. This is horrible. And I say, yeah, you do know what to do. You know, we all know what to do. We have to just stay neutral to it. We don't know. We can't tell what the divine plan is. And that's what the divine will do. And it's a sign that there's big transformation going on in the world, and that's where you can see how the planets move, and they show us stuff. So Saturn transiting through the sign of Scorpio, you can feel it on an individual level, but also on a global level. We're experiencing tremendous transformation. It's just like, what does this all mean? And we won't know until things play out for a bit more, right? But does that mean you just sit back and wait? No. It means you go inside even more. And that, you know, God bless everybody here because they have committed to a spiritual path and they continue to do that. And then that will help to keep them steady. So having said that, we're going to do ask Radha to come in and share with us the transit report. And then we'll get into a meditation after that because we'll have had some things that will have tweaked us about the time shaktis or the energies, the sun transiting, the sun representing our soul, and the sun transiting through a fixed sign and what that means or what it could mean for us. And the guidance she will give us is very practical, so you can see, this is maybe why I'm feeling this way and this is where I need to go next. In the next 30 days, what I can focus on next in the next 30 days. So, Rod, I'm not sure if you're here. I'm going to just put us in a... So you're ready to go, Rod, if you want to just press star 6.
Hi, Sucharita.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. I'm glad to be here. Hi, everyone. Yeah, that was really interesting what you were commenting on all the turmoil around the election in the U.S. and Saturn being in Scorpio. So I'd just like to expand on it a little bit because...
Okay, great.
Gonna be,
Thanks so much for doing this and thanks for being here. So I'm going to just mute and then you go ahead.
Okay, great. And do we need to get done in a certain time so we can be on schedule?
Nope.
By any chance?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Stop me if I go on too long.
No, go ahead, Radha.
Okay. Well, okay, so Sun is going to be transiting soon this week on Tuesday, which is November 15th. Sun is going to be transiting into Scorpio. And for the past month, Sun has been debilitated in Libra. So it's like Sun fell down to Earth, and he wasn't very powerful. You know, Sun has a lot to do with our vitality and life energy, and he hasn't been all that powerful for the past month. But on the other hand, he was a bit easier for us to contact, like if you want to do rituals to the sun by chanting his mantra today, for example, which is his day, you know, he's more available because he's just in this debilitated state, close to us on the earth, but not that powerful. But so he's going to get into a more powerful state starting this Tuesday. And also, him going into Scorpio this Tuesday, it's going to be this Tuesday night, about 7:45 p.m. in the Eastern time, New York time. This is going to kick off Vishnupati. This is something that happens only four times a year, about every 3 months. It's when the sun, the first 9 hours after the sun moves into one of the fixed zodiac signs. It's Scorpio, because zodiacs could be fixed or they could be movable or they could be both. And Scorpio is a fixed sign, a fixed water sign, which is kind of a paradox because how could water be fixed? It's always moving. But anyway, so it's going to be Vishnupati, and it's a time when, as Astroved notes, we'll put a link so you can read more if you like, but Vishnu, who's the god of wealth, he descends into the earth plane at this time, about nine hours after sun transits, and they say that Vishnu's army generals are more active at this time, and that Vishnu multiplies his efforts to rescue people. And he can perform miracles to those who pray to him. And he specializes in miracles around money and also physical healing. And it's also a chance to experience like a samadhi or spiritual trance. So be sure to pray to Vishnu during this time, you know, Tuesday afternoon, evening, depending on your time zone. And maybe Wednesday if you're in a different time zone, like in Asia or Europe. And Om Namo Narayanaya is one mantra for Vishnu. And you might want to participate in Astrofed's Vishnupati offerings, where they will have a fire lab and an archana, a light and sound offering. That's optional, but you can also do it yourself at home. So from this Tuesday, Sun is going to be in Scorpio for the next month until December 15th. And so he's going to be lighting up the most occult of all the signs, which is Scorpio. Scorpio is ruled by the action-oriented planet, which is Mars. But it's really a sign of transformation and change. And Saturn is there too, as Sutrita was telling us about. So Mercury is going to be there too. So there's going to be a lot of pressure, or there could be, for transformation and changing what needs to be changed in your life at this time. And now Scorpio is symbolized by the scorpion, and you know it's an insect that's kind of hidden. It's kind of like a nocturnal insect. You don't normally see them that much, and they can sting, and sometimes they're poisonous. But on the other hand, always keep in mind that a small amount of poison can actually be a medicine that heals people. A large amount could be dangerous, but you know, vaccines and homeopathic remedies and other types of medicines are examples of this. So Scorpio has to do with transformation and also healing. And it's the most occult of all the signs. And so that means it has to do with supernatural powers and practices, secret practices. So it can bring up the need to change, the need to overcome obstacles, and maybe a desire to delve into the mysteries of life. And, you know, sometimes transformation can be painful. Sometimes growth happens involving some pain. So sometimes, and also this house has to do with wealth that you get, that you didn't earn, like you got it as a gift or as a legacy. And this natural eighth house, Scorpio, also has to do with, has to do with disturbing events or, you know, health issues or that kind of thing. So having the sun there in the house of transformation and change, you know, the sun has a lot of light. He might be revealing to you something that's no longer serving you, and you might need to kind of clean out the junk from the closets and like confront your fears or old patterns of being that really, really aren't working anymore, and they're causing pain more than anything else. So it's a good opportunity to achieve victory over obstacles. And it's like it could be a time to let go of a lower way of being in order to move on to a more empowered state. And Scorpio's energy really represents the primal life force, which is also called Kundalini. And Kundalini, when it moves, it breaks down anything that's blocking its flow. And so sometimes this can feel like it's creating upheavals and changes. But one reminder is, you know, don't try to swim against the current. You know, go with the flow of the changes and with the divine flow. Try to get into that divine flow, and which is leading you to evolve more into light and higher consciousness. And, you know, if you experience obstacles, go to Ganesha for help. His mantra is Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. And also Muruga, because Muruga is owning Scorpio. It's his house. Mars is owning Scorpio, and Mars is ruled by Muruga, Muruga being the Pleiadian god. And Mars is exalted right now. And Mars and Saturn are each sitting in each other's house. And so Saturn is going to take care of his own house where Mars is, which is Capricorn. And Mars is kind of going to take care of his house, Scorpio, where Saturn is. And so they're, like, supporting each other that they would, so they can give, like, more positive benefits to people and, like, a less of a harsher, less harsh of an energy and more enjoyable. So that's definitely a good thing. So if you experience health challenges, focus on healing yourself and, you know, cultivate the support of other people. You may be a good time to enjoy meditation and maybe like a spiritual trip and learn something more about the mysteries of life. Dr. Pillai teaches a lot about that. And so, and take care of yourself as you experience whatever transformation you might be going through. So we'll have Sun, Saturn, and Mercury in Scorpio for the majority of the month, all of them. And, Mercury is only going to be there till November 28th. And Mercury is a planet of communication and business and money, technology. And the other interesting thing is all the planets, except for the moon, only half of the month is the moon with all the planets. All the planets are between the snake planets, Rahu and Ketu. So it makes it for a more intense time, just having all the planets there, except for the moon, which is moving so quickly that sometimes they'll be out of that. And some for the 2 weeks, they'll be in that. It's called Kalasarpa Yoga. So, you know, Sun and Saturn together is going to be an improvement over last month, I would say, because Saturn can bring in limitations, but Sun brings in activity, and Sun is going to be stronger than he was last month. So let's see here. The other thing, the last thing here is that Saturn is getting ready to transit as Sucharita was mentioning, into Sagittarius, and it only transits every about 2.5 years. He's been in Scorpio for about 2 years. And so, and you know, Saturn, sometimes he puts us through difficulties in order to lead us to become more compassionate and humble, and also more connected to the divine. And he can help us to develop discipline and perseverance and humility. And wherever he is transiting in your chart, whatever house that is, whether it's the first house of personality or it's the eighth house of transformation and change or 11th house of profits and gains, he put some pressure there to show, to move you to learn whatever lessons of life you need to learn in that area. So it's a big deal when he moves from Saturn into Sagittarius. He takes about, you know, 2.5 years to completely travel through a zodiac. In contrast, the moon is the fastest moving of the Vedic planets, and the moon takes about 3 days to move through a zodiac. So Saturn, basically it's like he's packing his bags right now, and he's in the process of moving to Sagittarius because it's only about a little more than 2 months away. And it's going to be a nice change in that Saturn's going to feel a lot more comfortable in Sagittarius than he did in Scorpio. Sag is the most idealistic of all the signs, and it's ruled by Jupiter, who is the 200% planet of material blessings and spiritual blessings and wisdom. So Saturn is, you know, getting ready to move into a more comfortable environment, and it would be a good idea to check out the predictions on Astroved, which are based on your moon sign, and they'll give you a general idea of this, what this is going to mean for your next 2.5 years. If you want more specific predictions, you can always purchase like a personalized report. But we'll put the link on the blog to read the predictions. And then, but one interesting thing about Saturn's transit is that Saturn goes, he doesn't always move forward. A lot of the time he's moving retrograde, backwards, like maybe like a third of the time. So he's always, it makes me think he's so careful about doing his work and making sure that we learn the core lessons of life that we need to, that he goes through and does it, and then he backs up and he, you know, goes forward again and just makes sure he gets it right. So Saturn will be returning to Scorpio like next summer, basically late June through October. So it's going to be interesting. He's going to be in Sagittarius for the first about 5 months of the year, but then he'll be going back to Scorpio, and then he'll go back to Sagittarius. So it's going to be interesting, and you know, Saturn can give the best blessings when we really take responsibility and do what the divine is indicating for us to do. And just always keep in mind, too, that Saturn loves it when we help others. So if you can do some kind of, any kind of charity, excuse me, something that helps people or animals who are suffering, it's always a great remedy to do for Saturn, to make better friends with him so that he doesn't have to be as hard on you. He can let you to learn the lessons in a softer way. So that's pretty much the outlook. We have an interesting week coming up. Right now we're in Ganesha's moon. We're in the 14th moon, which is when he can remove a lot of obstacles. And the obstacles could be mental or physical or spiritual, any type of obstacles. And then later today, we're going to have the full moon, and which is always a really powerful time for goddess consciousness and prosperity and enlightenment consciousness. Tuesday we'll have the Vishnupati wealth opportunity, and going into Wednesday. And then Yeah, so that's going to really set the tone for the week. And I think with that, actually I wanted to mention too, there's going to be a free live fire lab for Goddess Lalita. It's going to be on November 17th, which is this Thursday. And it's going to invoke goddess technology for success in business and career. And that's going to be at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time this Thursday. And we'll put the link to it on the blog so you can check it out and put it on your calendar. So I think that's all I have right now. And so pass back to Sucharita to see what words she has to say on this.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can hear you.
Great. Thanks so much, Rhoda. Fabulous. I always love when you do these transit talks because even it doesn't matter how much we know or we think we know about astrology or if we know nothing about it or we know so much and how do we piece it all together. You do such a great job of putting it all together and putting it into perspective just in kind of chunks of information that I can easily relate to. And so it's so natural for me to just comment on the notes that I've taken here that you shared. So having said that, what I'm kind of getting the understanding of people who are going through this Saturn transit in the house of transformation is that, like you said, Saturn is moving back and forth all the time. And just when you said, hey, it's going to go into a happier place, and all of a sudden I went, oh, my God, thank God, we have a reprieve. And then you said, except in another 6 months, it's going to go back to the house of transformation. And my immediate reaction was, ugh. And then I thought, why did I do that? That is so stupid. I should be like, great, it's going to go back into the house of transformation in 6 months so that I can see if I've actually transformed. How else will we know if we've transformed if we don't put ourselves into a situation that maybe triggered or could trigger something in us that still needs working on? So it's kind of like, for when you were sharing it, I went through all these emotions in about, I don't know, 2 minutes of you sharing about that. And I thought, wow, how often do we do that in a situation in our everyday life where we look at it and we totally, completely have a reaction? And that will either set us one way in one direction of thinking or another direction of thinking, or a combination of both, which ends up in confusion, right? So I just wanted to sort of break that down a bit so that everyone could understand how we all experience that at times where we're thinking one way, we're thinking we're reacting one way or we're responding one way or we're being one way, and then something shakes us up and we go, oh, man. You know, that can be really disturbing, or we can look at it and say, okay, in 6 months then, as Saturn is transiting in the house that's a happier place to be or the sign that's a happier place to be, you know, in Sagittarius and then also in the ninth natural house, which is blessings from father, guru, teacher, things like that, someone on your spiritual path or higher knowledge. So it's kind of like we're going to get all those blessings, but if we're not, if we're fearful or if we're anxious, we may miss the blessings, or they can be put in our hands, but we don't know what to do with it. So we have to be very careful with the gifts that we're being given. And this gift of Saturn finishing out, cleaning out inside of us, and then the sun joining Scorpio, or joining Saturn in Scorpio, the sun is saying, hey, I'm the soul, I'm you, and I'm going to ask Saturn to really shine me up. So like I'm a diamond and I'm not in the rough anymore. Or I am in the rough and I still need some more polishing. So really pray to that so that when we come into, we're prepared. we come into Saturn's transit into Sagittarius, and then Sun will have already probably transited into Capricorn or Aquarius by then. But it's going to illuminate that part of the soul that says, you know, get ready, you're going to feel these the new energies coming in. However, in 6 months, we're going to test you again. Saturn is going to go back into Scorpio where it's going to say, hey, did you transform? And it's not that you're going to, I don't think it's going to stay there for very long, but if it does, it's also an opportunity. Polish yourself up again. Polish your skills. Polish the way you speak. Polish the way you approach your situations. And polish meaning that you become more graceful. You become more gracious. You become more selfless. Instead of only thinking about, oh, me, 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 you become, as you said, more charitable. You become more charitable with yourself, first and foremost. You can't be charitable with others if you're coming from a perspective where it's miserable. Sorry, someone's just calling me. Okay. So it was for me when you were sharing about the movement of Saturn and the movement of the Sun and the movement of the planets, it gives us an opportunity to see how we are actually progressing in life, how we are looking at life, how we're using our mind, and then what has that got to do with spiritual, this path and mantras and meditation? So we do mantras and meditation to protect our mind. Mantra means protector of the mind. The mind is not what we think it is. The mind is a stream of consciousness that we tap into. And we use our brain to grab thoughts. And then those thoughts become what matters to us. What we put in our mind, we grab it into our brain. Our brain transmits that into some sort of intelligence. At the level of the body, emotional intelligence, intellectual intelligence, and so on. And it's usually based on our experiences, and then we keep doing the same thing over and over. So what does the mantra do? It brings in our highest self. It brings in divinity. It brings in helpers to get us out of the old way of being, which is limited. It is a lower vibration. It is a less, it has less intelligence. It will do things that, the mantra will do things that will bring in these archetypes, because the archetype actually is the mantra. So archetype meaning, you know, the god or the deity or, you know, divine being, angels. All of those words are interchangeable. They just vibrate at different frequencies. And then how Dr. Pillai is teaching us or showing us the way to contact these or make contact so that we know it's not a random happening. We have more control over it is by following, say, for example, today is a day for Ganesha. So we'll really tap into Ganesha's energy and intelligence. So it's not just, whoa, I feel a lot of energy coming in. You actually get clarity because he removes obstacles. He removes congested energies that you're picking up in your everyday life. Your thoughts are being transmitted. And the transmission of those thoughts are getting into you. It's kind of getting under your skin. And, you know, when something or someone gets under your skin, it doesn't feel comfortable, right? So we don't want that to come into us. So we ask for Ganesha to keep the Kundalini energy moving. That's what you'd shared too, Radha, was the Kundalini is represented by the eighth house. And the eighth house, and that is what is hidden. that's what you were sharing about the natural eighth house, is hidden within us this vast wealth of knowledge, this vast wealth of intelligence. And it can be pushed into our consciousness. And when we can remain that way all the time, connected to that Kundalini energy, then our life will unfold in a very divine and graceful way. So we want to experience, as Dr. Pillai says, we want what we want. We just have to have it. And the goddess is going to give it. So we relate to the goddess, the Kundalini as the goddess. So this week is going to be a really great opportunity to call on the goddess to help us, to push us forward out of our old ruts, out of our old ways of thinking. Use the mantras, use the meditation practices in a whole new way. Instead of just picking it up and going, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, whatever you're doing, or Om Shrim Brzee, Shrim Brzee, Shrim Brzee, Shrim Brzee, Gum 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 Gum, whatever mantra it is that you're doing, do it with more knowledge or more awareness or more understanding. Okay, I'm still going to say Gum 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 Gum, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Shrim Brzee, Shrim Brzee, Shrim Brzee, Shrim Brzee. I'm going to just keep doing that, because they want to get through my 108. I got other things to do, right? So, but you just have that awareness and you say, okay, God, I only have this amount of time. You know that from my limited perspective, I'm just going to think and feel and be my old way of being, because that's the human way. It's limited, and so what? You know, that's the mechanics of it. Just think of yourself as a human being. You're just this, that's your makeup. But as a human evolving into a more divine being or divine mind, here's the key. So you do your meditation practices and do your mantra practices with more effort or awareness put to the understanding of what you are doing. So then when you go and do your Shrim Brzee, Shrim Brzee, Shrim Brzee really fast, you already understand this. I take this pill and I'm called the mantra, and I'm going to pop it and it's going to do what it needs to do as I take it into me. So, you know, you don't sit there and stare at the Tylenol or the aspirin when you have a headache. You're just like, okay, I just got to take this thing. And you take a drink and you put, swallow it, and you go, okay. And you don't even, there's no thought about it. You just know this is going to kill my headache. It's going to take care of it, right? So you just want to bring to your awareness more this week as Saturn is polishing you up, you know, making that diamond to be more polished. So we're a diamond in the rough. We are a gemstone, whatever, you know, gem you resonate with. Doesn't matter. Is it your gold? You can be, too. Because gold is dirt, right? It's coal. It's not coal. It's you know, it's dark until it gets shone up, cleaned off, and shined up, and then that's what we are on the spiritual path. We're just kind of, we don't know. We're just a bunch of rocks, and God says, "Okay, I can watch this. I'll make you all shiny." And then when you're shiny, people are attracted to you. Situations pop up for you. Everything is, you know, the Wizard of Oz, the Golden Path, right? So the hemming in of the planets, Ketu and Rahu, they're not actually planets, but they're surrounding all the rest of the planets. So it's kind of like there's an axis of energy that's really has a strong force, but it's not real. They're not... The planets are not real. They are nodes of the moon. So they are, the moon represents our mind. So how we think and feel and desire. You know, how we nurture ourselves, nurture others. So it was great that you shared, Radha, about the moon is going to jump outside of that. So just know that if it's getting intense, It's because the moon is caught up in the Rahu Ketu. But once it gets out of that axis, then it's kind of like a relief, and you'll feel that. So the moon's transiting every day, so it might not be caught up in all that tenseness. And the tenseness, is that a word even? The tension is, we need tension to grow. If we're not experiencing anything, then we will just be la 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 or zombies, right? So we need a little bit of tension to help us understand what it is that we're that's blocking our progress. And a lot of people have been coming to me and saying, "I have this intense fear. I don't even know why I'm afraid. I have everything going for me, but there's just this sense of fear." Well, hello. Guess what's going on in the world? You know, you think that because you're in your apartment or in your house somewhere, you know, thousands of miles away, you're still part of the human consciousness, which is going through a very intense transformation in the big question marks. And also, you know, you mentioned, Rod, about Mars being the owner of Scorpio, and he's sitting in Saturn's house, and then Saturn is the owner of Capricorn, and Mars is sitting there. And Mars overlord is Maruga, and Maruga is a Pleiadian god. And Pleiades right now is a star constellation of Earth that Earth is passing through. So that's how we're connected to everything in the universe. These are all the clues that, hey, we are going through a constellation that says what we're made of is healing energy. The Pleiadians are healing energy. High, intense healing energy that they can heal the Earth and all its inhabitants. And it's going to take some time for it to, you know, do its transformation. However, if more and more people around the world can start to go inward and to clean themselves up inside and be peaceful and blissful, there will be no fighting. There will be no conflict. Everybody will be getting along. And it won't be like a, you know, airy-fairy, it'll be like, no, everybody will just fall in alignment with whatever it is that they need to do to live a more rewarding, more fulfilling life, because in every moment you will know exactly what you need to say and do and what you need to manifest and demanifest. So that it's painful for people when they don't understand what they're going through. But here's the path with Dr. Ply. He's saying, hey, just follow this path and you will see. You will see clearly every step of the way. You will see not just the light at the tunnel. You will see it there, right, in the moment, in the now. And you will be balanced. You will be living in the moment, in the now, 100% spiritual coming in as much as you can handle, and 100% material as much as you can handle. And so you won't be saying, oh, I want this or I want that. How come this person has this and I don't? You're not ready. That's why you're asking yourself that. Or you're complaining about it. It's because there's a readiness that you have to have. And it's not somewhere down the road. It's right now. And then you keep cultivating that. Am I ready? Yes, ready. Yes, ready. Ready, 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 ready. Prepared, 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 prepared. And then all of a sudden you'll just be moving through life and you won't be going. And you'll be experiencing all these successes and everything else. And it's like, wow. I'm glad I wasn't there, because my old self was just blocking. My old self was blocking the path. So it's really great, because we're seeing what is hidden within us and using that as our kind of soul's flashlight or spotlight, right, or sunlight. So, you know, we use that energy. Light is intelligence. That I'm saying. So light, intelligence, sound. Sound and light are the two primary movers of everything in the whole universe. So if you have the right sounds, the right energy, that right intelligence, then everything is going to be moving right along in life. So Mars and Saturn, you know, taking care of each other's houses, they're taking care of each other's signs. It gives you relief because you know that your house is being taken care of by a friend, because you're taking care of their house. So, and both are very intense planets. So just trust that it's going to be a little bit of extra hard work. But as Sun goes in, or as Saturn transits into Sagittarius, and then Mars is going to go on into Saturn's house again in Aquarius. So there's going to be a lot of strong discipline type of energy, perseverance, patience. You know, people are going to be more charitable, more compassionate. You're going to feel that way too. So that intelligence is going to be pervading through the whole world and universe. Okay? So when we're tapping into less fear or anxiety because we've chosen to go onto the spiritual path, then it's going to be that much easier to manage ourselves or govern ourselves accordingly. So I appreciate all those things that you touched upon and what you said too about being humble. So, you know, people, they can say to someone, you're so humble. And what does that mean? You know, does it mean you don't brag? No, it just means that you can see someone who has bragging rights. They're, you know, doing amazing things in life, but they don't really focus on that. What their main focus on or their primary focus on is doing what God or their highest self or their divine self is pushing them every day to wake up in the morning and go at it. Or even before they wake up, they're going to sleep knowing that, okay, I got to do this, 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 and this tomorrow, and this is how I'm going to be, and this is, you know, they're so sure, they're so clear about what it is that they want to do. They're not going by their fear. Or if their fear is there, they're thinking of ways in which to navigate and, you know, strategies and all the rest. A lot of people on the spiritual path say, well, I'm not a logical person. I just want the divine to come in. That in and of itself is a strategy. So you can't say that you're not logical. Because you'll go and do your mantra practices and you'll have a reason why. Maybe you won't be able to explain it, just like someone in a high position in life can't explain. He doesn't have time to explain to someone who can't even relate, right? So there's a rationality or a logic behind everything. So don't think that just because you're on the spiritual path that you're, you know, you can't be rational. That is your rationality. It's a ration or a ratio of thinking, using your brain to do something. So whatever your brain focuses on, then that will bring intelligence to the situation. And then you will take action towards that. So being humble means, at least from my understanding, is that we are humbled by the divine. We're humbled by the power and intelligence. When we just grasp it for a moment, or maybe a few moments, or some people for an hour or two, or some people for, you know, longer periods, whatever, and then we lose it and come back. Is there we understand that this, it's so powerful, and we have to be humbled by it. Otherwise, we'll miss it. We'll miss that intelligence that can come in, because if we think we know everything, then we know nothing. We know nothing. If we think we know, then we don't really know. But the thing is, when we don't know what the divine has in store for us, then we know everything. So there's a saying, when you know, you don't know. When you don't know, you know. So that keeps us humble. that keeps us on the path. That keeps us saying, you know what, I'm just going to keep doing this because I don't really know what's going to happen. Either way, even if I plan everything, you look at the elections. It was a no, you know, they're saying, one is going to win and the other is not going to win. Well, nobody knew. Nobody knew. But the divine did. And the divine does. And we still don't know. We still don't know what's going to happen. So why get caught up in all that? Just get caught up with the divine. And the divine will help you to rise above all the confusion. Because you've chosen to jump on that versus being in the mosh pit of whatever. So that keeps us very humble. So we keep moving towards the divine, and it's not just like us, you know, the divine meaning like going into the space or the sky or somewhere outside of us. It's that deep space within us is connected to that which is outside of us as well. And then you mentioned too, just finally as we wrap up here before we get into the meditation, those who have had an astrology consultation with Radha, please do that. It's 15 or 20 minutes long, and all you need to do is send in the email to sundayswithsutri.plycenter.com, and then Radha will hook up a time slot that works for the two of you, and then she will check out your birth chart and give you some really good pointers. You know, areas in your chart that you may know about. You may have had astrology consultations, but if you don't have the knowledge of now, then you're acting from what you did know before, and that's limiting. So have a consultation with Radha as the sun is transiting into a new sign, and then you will understand where you can move in a direction in this next month that will be really empowering you. And it's only, I think it's only $30 we're asking, and it's going towards Tripura Foundation, the whole thing. Radha's not taking anything for it. She just wants to be able to share knowledge to support people on the path and then help them to support others. So it's a gift that keeps on giving. So, you know, to understand how to get the most out of the transit and understand your astrology and what that means, you need someone to look in and to kind of guide you, give you a heads up and say, hey, try this out for a month. And then when you see, oh, my God, she was totally bang on, and I feel like this is going to be really helpful for me, then you'll start to learn more and more about the planets and how they affect you. And it's how it's very personal. It's not just random out there. And in general, you know, like you open up a newspaper, go onto the Internet and say, oh, the sun is moving into this, and if you're a Pisces, blah, blah, blah. That's in general. You know, you're going to go to Rod and she's going to say, this is you. This is how you can navigate. So it's really a powerful thing to do. And then if you want to go on and do an hour-long one, you can jump on in to Astrobed and then do a live astrology consultation. And then ask more questions about areas of your life that they can give you insights to. So then you have these tools that can really give you some peace of mind. Even if it is disturbing information, at least you're prepared. So being on the spiritual path, prepare, prepare, prepare. Get ready, get ready, get ready. And not for something down the road, but you're just in the moment. Anything can shift in the moment. So let's have an experience of that right now. In the moment that will set us up for the week ahead till we meet again. And we have the energies of Ganesha, so he's the elephant-headed being, and he has a pot belly, and he rides a mouse. So if you can just imagine that, or if you know what Ganesha looks like, then you can imprint that into your brain, and then maybe he'll appear there. Or you'll just feel a presence. So meditation is getting into a stream of consciousness. And those people who don't see anything, you don't have to, because these divine archetypes are going to be tricky anyways. They're going to show you what your intelligence or what your thinking or your emotions are reflecting out. So if you want to see Ganesha and you're fearful, then you won't. If you want to see Ganesha and you're angry, you might see an angry form of Ganesha. That might freak you out. So if you're really peaceful and calm, he may show you, he may not show you who he is. And I'm just using Ganesha as an example. It can be Lakshmi, who we're going to also propitiate because that's the full moon goddess. And then goddess Lalita is also relating to Lakshmi. Lalita has all the forms, Parvati, Lakshmi, and Saraswati. So these are energies that are available for us. And if they're going to reflect our consciousness. And then those people who don't see a thing, they're not meant to, because there's a lot of congested energies that need to, that the goddess or the god or the deity archetype is working on to clear out. So you're kind of in an anesthetic state where you may just be getting the surgical removal, so to speak. And then as the third eye opens, meaning as your kundalini is moving through the Sushumna, through the from the base of the spine and through all the chakras and lighting up the brain in a whole new way, then that's kind of like having a clean slate for the new movie to get projected on. The new movie meaning not that which is not stored in your limited memory banks. It's that which is divine and being pushed out onto your movie screen within, projected out as it would in like a movie. When you go to a theater, you watch on TV. It's projected outwards. For those of you who need to go, well, thanks so much for joining and for listening in. You can re-listen to the recording that will be posted to the blog. It's got a powerful message from Radha, our Vedic astrologer. She'll also send out the email that Yajna will write up and give the highlights of what to focus on this week and month ahead. And also the blog post will be put up there where Radha will share in writing about the sun transiting Scorpio and everything you can do to tune into that energy and then put it into your life so that it's very practical, very useful, time efficient, and so on. And you make the best of your situations and then expect miracles every moment, every second. And we'll see you next time. Those of you who want to stay, then you can. We'll stay here, opening the line. I think it's already open. And then you just need to press *6 if you have a question or a comment, or you just like to share your experience maybe of the meditation or the talk today, maybe your insights or something that has motivated you and you'd like to motivate others through your interaction, conversation. I'm just going to make sure that we have. Yes, we do have an open line. So press *6 if you'd like to say something. Thank you. it's not always easy to come back and make words come out of our mouths, right? When we've been in such a different state of consciousness in the meditation process. Or maybe the questions or the responses aren't coming to mind right now. Well, I think Rod and I have shared quite a bit. So if there's nothing that anyone wants to say at this point, then we can wrap it up. Just remind you to go on to Astrobed and Play Center and check out the specials that are happening. And also read the blog post because you'll find out what's going on. Play Center, there's a licensing program that's going on. So the people who want to share the teachings, Dr. Ply's teachings with others, it's a business opportunity. So you can find out about that program. I think there was a webcast that was done, or a webinar that was done by Gerada last week, and can re-listen to that. There's also Miracle School that's happening, and I'm going to be jumping over into Month of Miracle calls. It's the final Sunday call. They're doing chanting the Miracle Mantra, I think it is, today. And so I'll jump over into that call and then just share some things there as well. And wrap that up, because that's the final, this today, again, is the final day of that chanting session that they've had throughout the past month, promoting the Miracle School. So, just wanted to give a heads up to everyone as well, because we have a new number, apparently, that we have to call into. Yagna has given it to me, and I will just get your Skype. I can see what the number is. We'll put it into the emailer and on the blog. 712-770-4160. That's going to be the number that you call into Sundays with Sucharita moving forward. And I'll have to check it out and see if the participant code is the same. So we'll have to, if you call in next week and it tells you you have the wrong number, then definitely go to the blog or to your inbox and check for the email for the new number. We'll also have to post it to Apply Center store post for Sundays with Sucharita. Maybe that will give us incentive, Radha, to freshen up our Sundays with Sucharita. We haven't done that in about 3 years. So maybe this is a good sign to change it up. So many things are going on. We're so busy. So we'll give that a new facelift and then put the new numbers in there. For this call, if you want to jump over into the Month of Miracles call, the number, it's going on right now. And the number for that is... same number, 605-562-3140. And then the participant code is what you want to know. 748438. So it's 748438. And then you can join the rest of that call. Yeah, 748438. All right, everyone. I guess we've come to a close for today, Sundays with Sucharita, and then we will see you over into the Month of Miracles call, and then have a fabulous week ahead. If you have any questions or comments or you want to have an astrology consultation with Radha, then just send an email to sundays@sucharita@applycenter.com or sucharita@applycenter.com, and we will be happy to answer your questions or get you set up for an astrology consultation. Thanks for joining, everyone. Take care and have a blessed week ahead and an amazing transformation. Thanks so much. See you next time. Bye-bye.